of this gospel story, Thomas has gotten the nickname that has come through the centuries of being the doubting Thomas, because he did not believe what the disciples told him. But as I was working with this gospel and praying over the gospel, a new image of Thomas came to me. And he wasn't so much of a doubter, but he was a very demanding person. He demanded proof that Jesus was rose from the dead. Considering that Thomas saw all the miracles that Jesus performed before the crucifixion, he still somehow needed proof. And he demanded that proof before he would believe. It was almost like a test case. I want this to be done, and then I'll believe. Why would Thomas do that? That's the great question that I come to, and I don't really know the answer. But I have to look at my own perspective of life and sometimes see that, is it fear that keeps me from believing? Or is it looking like a fool? Or is it just a lack of trust? A trust in a promise that Christ made. And these are questions, as we look at Thomas, that we can answer, ask ourselves, and possibly, hopefully, come to an answer that enriches our belief and our faith. Because there are times when people make demands on us, or we act in a demanding way, that we're not the best of people. But yet, when Jesus came back the following week and Thomas was present, Jesus, much to his credit, and something that we should all try to model, did not say to Thomas, you know, you're a jerk. You saw all of this and you still don't believe? He basically said to him, come, you want proof? Here I am. Put your fingers in my wounds. Put your hand into my side and believe. That act of Jesus is a great act of mercy. Because Jesus could have sat there very easily and looked at Thomas and says, well, if you don't believe, you'll never believe. But he never gave up. And his mercy was a welcome gift to Thomas that all of us to this day are capable of receiving when we ask Jesus for mercy. In a few minutes, children are going to come to the altar for the first time. They come not making demands, but they come in innocence and in faith, because Jesus promised them that when bread is broken and they share the cup, his presence is here. God continually calls us and challenges us. Even though we demand crazy things and demand proof that God is present and God is real and that Jesus is in this community. But yet, he gives us simple examples, such as this afternoon's the children receiving First Communion. A simple act of faith. They're not demanding anything, but freely come into the altar to receive the body of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We are witnesses to a miracle. And that miracle should sustain us as we go out the doors of the church to be able to proclaim what the apostles claim. We do see the risen Christ. We may not put our hands in his wounds, but we do see him. We see him in the action of others, in how faith is proclaimed, how charity prevails in issues of justice and mercy. And when we do this, we proclaim the Lord is risen. There is nothing more apostolic than to live our faith in proclaiming the gospel. Let the Spirit of God touch us. Let His breathing touch our hearts. Let us enlighten our minds and give us courage to boldly proclaim what we experience, and that Jesus is alive and in our midst and is full of mercy and compassion for the asking.